Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Democrats now have the ultimate leverage over Republicans, and they say, listen, you have two choices. Either A, all right, we have some huge breaking news and a potential government shutdown right around the corner after Democrats have finally learned to use the leverage at their disposal to stop Republicans. We just learned moments ago that Senate Democrats are now moving to block a major government funding bill, specifically because this bill will increase funding for the Department of Homeland Security and ICE. Now, House Democrats have a slim minority. They're down one or two seats, and they are moving to impeach and remove Kristi Noem, but Senate Democrats have real leverage. Let me explain the mechanism by which this appropriations bill will pass, because in the Senate, most spending bills, most of them, need 60 votes to move forward. This means Republicans can't do this on their own. That gives Democrats something that they have been too scared to use or weaponize to their advantage in the past. That is leverage, real leverage within our institutions. This all started when Senator Mark Warner, who earlier this week went on Pod Save America and said that he likely will vote for this increase in funding, then came out a few hours ago and said, wait a minute, he's not going to vote for this increase. He was the dam that broke. He said, Trump's endless empowerment of federal immigration agents has resulted in yet another senseless killing. This brutal crackdown has to end. I cannot and will not vote to fund DHS while this administration continues these violent federal takeovers of our cities. That is called public pressure at work. Did Mark Warner start off with the correct position? No, he was wrong. He was even wrong after the murder of Renee Nicole Good. But did he land in the proper position? Yes, and that is honestly all that matters in a democracy, that we can pressure our representatives and senators. Then Chuck Schumer comes out with a statement after and says, quote, what's happening in Minnesota is appalling and unacceptable in any American city. Democrats sought common sense reforms in the Department of Homeland Security spending bill, but because of Republicans' refusal to stand up to President Trump, the DHS bill is woefully inadequate to rein in the abuses of ICE. I will vote no. Quote, Senate Democrats will not provide the votes to proceed to the appropriations bill if the DHS funding bill is included. As this is happening, protests are breaking out across the country. This is people power. This is people being heard. This is Minneapolis, Minnesota. They're chanting strike right after Alex Pretty was murdered.
Strike! 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 Strike!
The energy in Minneapolis then rapidly spread to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. More protests broke out in Chicago.
Don't come here.
Say it loud and say it clear.
Say it loud and say it clear.
This is people power at work. This is accountability for an administration that is lying to us. Again, Schumer is not advancing this bill, and the odds of a government shutdown then spiked, according to prediction markets, up to 72% from about 20%. They quadrupled because the government is very likely to shut down if Democrats do not vote for this appropriations bill. If Senate Democrats can stay unified, and if they can refuse to invoke cloture, which blocks the bill from even coming up for final votes, that means no passage whatsoever. This means Republicans are forced into a choice, and Democrats have the ultimate leverage. They say the Republicans can either strip the DHS funding out of the bill, and ICE has to have conditions on how they can operate, or you risk yet another government shutdown on your watch. That is how it happens. Democrats have the leverage. They just need to be willing to twist the arm of Republicans. This is not about defunding the government. This is not about harming U.S. citizens. It's about stopping the process by which ICE is allowed to be funded more than most national militaries. And the thing is, Democrats are unified on this. Governors, senators, representatives, state reps, and local officials, they are all unified. Let's run through their responses. And as always, make sure you drop a like and subscribe if you think Democrats should continue pushing back, gaining leverage, and growing a spine. Governor J.B. Pritzker of my great state of Illinois, I grew up in Indiana, Northwest Indiana, but I now live in Chicago, Illinois. He said, masked federal agents in Minnesota just shot and killed another person. We must put a stop to Trump's ICE now. Stop the funding, stop the occupations, stop the killings. Now, of course, Chicago has gone through something similar, not nearly the size, scope, and scale of this Minnesota occupation, but Chicago did have troops for a bit. Governor J.B. Pritzker then says, I am asking my fellow Republican and Democratic governors across the nation to have a unified response. We must all stand against the lawlessness being inflicted in our states. Governor Gavin Newsom said 30 minutes ago, Kristi Noem must resign. And not long after the shooting, Governor Gavin Newsom said, quote, yesterday, hundreds of thousands filled the streets in Minnesota, marching in sub-zero temperatures in a peaceful protest, not the excuse to invoke the Insurrection Act the president wanted. So today, Trump made a shooting happen. The president must end his violent occupation in Minnesota now. Governor Gavin Newsom hits the nail on the head, especially if you look at the rhetoric used by any of the administration officials. Stephen Miller, for example, right after the shooting, the execution happened, said, an assassin tried to murder federal agents. Wow, what a crazy spin. And this is your response. The response was Chris Murphy, Senator Chris Murphy, saying simply, ICE must leave Minnesota now. Governor J.B. Pritzker said earlier, it's time to abolish Trump's ICE.
Well, the American public has lost trust in ICE and CBP because of the constant lies. Greg Bovino, Trisha McLaughlin, Tom Homan, Kristi Noem, they come out and say things that we have now proven are false. They accuse people of things, as they did in Chicago, and try to take them to court and criminalize something that they did when it turns out they didn't do it. And indeed, none of those charges have stuck. They've all been dismissed across.
I am ready for Democrats to enact maximum leverage. It's the same thing that Governor Newsom did when he decided to redistrict in California in order to neutralize Texas's cheating. Jon Favreau of Pod Save America, who used to work with Obama, said in response to this, good. A shutdown won't stop ICE or Border Patrol, and DHS will probably furlough TSA and FEMA to pressure Dems, but the line has to be drawn. Not another dime of our tax dollars should fund a paramilitary squad that's terrorizing us. Dan Pfeiffer goes a little bit deeper into the logic of this potential shutdown. He says, number one, I understand the political risk and the substantive challenges, but Democrats must do everything they can to block the ICE funding bill in Congress. You can't call out the fascism of ICE's actions one day and then vote to fund them the next. Thank you. He says, two, to do so would be to reinforce every negative image voters have of Democrats. They think we're weak, full of shit, and unwilling to back up our warnings about Trump with action that is commensurate with the gravity of those warnings. Number three, blocking the bill won't stop ICE, but at some point, Democrats have to draw the line and say what's happening in Minnesota and across the country is unacceptable. Democrats need to block this. And if you agree, make sure you drop a like and subscribe below. This is People Power in Motion. We have protests breaking out all across the country. I will likely hit the protests nearby. Until then, I will continue to break the news every single day, every single hour, while this Trump administration tries to suppress any sort of dissent or attempt of transparency coming from the media. They will attack the media so the media doesn't give an inside look. They will kill protesters, quite literally, so that the protesters don't bring accountability, but we still will. They will continue to attack not only alternative media like Don Lemon, but mainstream media like CBS News, which they have now morphed into this weird MAGA blob, but we are the variable they did not think of. We will continue to fight back. I love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.